Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're working 20 different things at a time.
Got to be delicate with those calves.
And we weren't able to get it done.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, still a real busy week in the Bay. Jonathan Kuminga, he is officially a Warrior again.
JK!
He's going to practice for the first time today, as are all the Warriors who are under contract. Buster Posey, president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants, has met the media, and he basically shot down the idea of Bruce Bochy being the next manager of the Giants. Didn't shut it completely, but seemed to indicate he was the way he pictured it was they were going to go in a different direction than Bruce Bochy. And of course, we got Niners, Rams tomorrow in LA, and we just got done talking to Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL insider. He's going to be on the call tomorrow for Westwood One Radio. That gets you caught up. Your thoughts real quick, and if you want to reference them, I can play what you're talking about.
Okay,
before.
Let's do that.
All right. All right. So this is what Ross Tucker said that Guru wanted to start out having a conversation about, but it's the idea that Purdy missed games, played a game, and now may miss a game tomorrow.
I don't think he'll play tomorrow night, and I wouldn't play him tomorrow night. Because I would want to give that toe, you know, the 10 days of rest before the next game. But that actually brings up a bigger issue and something that I would guess that the Niners media has asked Kyle Shanahan about. Maybe not until they actually see whether or not Purdy plays. But, you know, Mac Jones was playing well. They were winning those games. Purdy's your big money guy. You know, there are medical competitive advantages and disadvantages in the NFL. And, you know, if they put Purdy back and he aggravated it, now he has to miss a gigantic game against the Rams. That is not good. You know, you need to trust your medical people when they say he can go out there and be fine and not make it worse, not re-aggravate it. He's good to go. Clearly that wasn't the case. So, you know, I don't know if you blame the player, the organization, the trainers, the doctor, all the above. But clearly, you know, he wasn't 100% and didn't play like a guy that was 100%. And now I don't think he'll play tomorrow night. You put all that stuff together, I think that's a bad look for the 49ers.
I don't disagree with it being a bad look.
Yeah, and you threw your hands up and you kind of said it yesterday. But I'll just say this, and I wanted to jump in and say it to Ross. I know he had to go. But, Stani, the bottom line is the 49ers did not know or knew that their backup quarterback, who had won them two games, he was hampered. So I think it's just a bit unfair to look at this whole puzzle and say and act like, oh, Mac Jones was able to go, we're okay. I believe Brock not was rushed back, but was brought back because of what was happening with quarterback number two. So you didn't get to have to run out of Martinez out there for his first NFL start. So I get it, and it's probably what's happening now. But, Stani, this is not your prototypical, oh, we rushed our starter back and our backup quarterback was ready to go. It wasn't like that to me. And that's why I feel like they shouldn't be second-guessed, because this is an injury that you're really never going to know.
Really? So we can't second-guess this? I mean, let's take a look at the facts. The facts are
give them to me.
That Brock Purdy missed two previous, forget Mac Jones for now. Brock Purdy missed two consecutive games, week two and week three.
Facts.
You brought him back for week four. He aggravated the injury, and it appears he's going to miss now week five on the short week.
Okay.
That's a mistake.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and you know what?
No, it's not
then you should have played Martinez if Mac Jones couldn't play and Brock Purdy wasn't 100%, then you should have played Martinez. And like, you can argue until the cows come home, but the reality is Brock got hurt. He got hurt in the game.
He was hurt, though, Steiner.
Okay, well, he's going to miss Thursday.
So I got a problem with the word aggravate.
What do you mean?
He finished the game.
Is he playing tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
And how do you feel about that? Whenever that day is, he'll probably feel pain again. The thing, it's not a pimple. It's not going to go away. So
man,
when you say he
wouldn't afford any other coach this and organization.
So? No, I'm not. You know,
in the lead up to week four, one thing we all were talking about is, do you play him if he's this? Do you play him if he's that? If he's 80? That's all we talked about. Now, all I know is he took the field on game four as your starting quarterback and played.
Yes, finished the game.
He got hurt. And now he may miss your biggest game of the year.
He came into the game hurt.
There is absolute criticism that is fair there.
Can I enter, to the defense? Mac Jones, I know you said don't bring him up, but let's bring him up, Stein. He was hurt, too.
Would the 49ers have been better off losing with Purdy or losing with Martinez?
Losing with Martinez.
People were saying that before the game.
So who's like, this on?
This is not hindsight.
Is this Kyle? Is this the training staff?
It's all of them. But yeah, it's Kyle.
Purdy?
Sure. Why not?
But he was hurt before he took the field.
Right.
It wasn't going away,
and
this might be your new reality.
Okay.
And he's going to play, and he's going to feel something after. Can you give me that?
No, I can't. Like, if any other team did this, I think we'd be killing them. I really
but
do.
But why do you think we're not then?
Like, because it's hometown team. It's Kyle. No. It is.
Oh, Stani.
They kept the guy out 2 weeks. I'm saying to criticize it and to ask about it is absolutely fair.
Even with your backup quarterback probably unable to go for that said game.
So basically what you're saying is because your backup was totally hurt.
I think that had something to do with it.
Well, that's a mistake. If you're telling me the backup was totally hurt and Purdy was partially hurt, so you played Purdy because he was just partially hurt.
He didn't get hurt
again.
And now
Purdy had a setback. How can if he starts Sunday and he doesn't play Thursday, he's had a setback. There's no other way to look at it, is there?
Well, I'll throw this to you. It sounds like he may have another setback. And another setback if this thing doesn't heal. And we've been told by football players, Lo Neal and Baldinger, Stoddy, these things can linger.
Okay, so do you just keep playing him and then he gets hurt again? Or do you arrest him until you think it's
Well, you arrested him 2 weeks,
better.
Right? How many weeks does he need? And that's what's scary. Is it going to be 4 or 5?
Right, why can't you just say he needed more than 2?
I have no problem with that.
Okay, well, then they brought him back too soon.
But if he gets more than that, hopefully that's not the case, and he comes back and then he's feeling something again, then this thing might be follow him like it's followed others the whole year.
But,
like, do you think if he threw for 3 touchdowns and they won the game, because he threw for 300 yards, but if he threw for 3 touchdowns, they win the game, and I got to be careful here, do you think we're talking about the toe as much as we're
talking
about?
Is he playing Thursday?
Wow.
That's the only thing that matters to me. Mm. He played terrible Sunday. Had he played great, that you put that in the equation. Is he playing tomorrow?
No, it doesn't look like it. And I would, seriously, Stoddy, I think one of the nuanced things that he said and has me thinking, and it won't get us anywhere, it won't put gas in my car, but the bottom line is, who is this on? Like, is Kyle letting the training staff have it? Or is it just simple as, hey, Stoddy, are you able to go?
Kyle gets hit on this. Lynch gets hit on this. The front office gets hit on this. The medical staff gets hit on this. If you want to hit him.
I got you.
Sure. Fine.
He thought he was able to go. Or this is his new reality. You are going to feel something every time you go out there and play. Hey, take 3 weeks off, Brock. When you come back for that fourth one, you're going to feel something.
Okay, but this is more than feeling something. This is him possibly missing tomorrow's game.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's funny because I might have rejected this, but
yeah.
Why wouldn't somebody just say, well, clearly he should have sat out Sunday and played tomorrow? Like, that would have been a better alternative.
I think Martinez has something to do with that. Oh, but, okay. But I get well, it now. Like, okay, you said, then, hey, go now, out there. Now you just didn't win the game.
Yeah, you got
with
your,
them.
Yeah, you got your big quarterback hurt.
Or he had to aggravate. He was already hurt.
No, he wasn't because he played a whole game. If he plays a whole game, if he misses two games, plays a whole game, misses the following game, he got hurt. Then he got hurt in that game. Or more hurt than he was. But the question to me becomes, what's Mac Jones' status if Purdy doesn't play tomorrow?
Yeah, it sounds like he's been practicing.
Well, then he should probably play. I would think.
This is no way, and I know they didn't want it this way. I'll just say this, Donnie. This is no way to live in the NFL, and this is just week five. But they've dealt with it after Kittle goes down week one. Brock tells you after you win a big game and he makes a big play. I get it. You're going to tell me it's football. Anybody out there saying that, but don't tell me this Niner thing is just not injuries from hell right now.
Yeah, I don't understand that. What, to me, to my way of thinking, what happened is what everybody worries the most about. It's happened now, possibly, and we like are breaking all the rule. Like, here's the way I look at it. There was a large segment of people, and I may be one of them, but I don't know specifically. I said if he wasn't ready to play, then play the third stringer. All right, well, he ended up playing, which means I guess he was healthy, but now he's not going to play Thursday. So when we go in, like on Thursday of last week, what would everybody say? Well, if there's a chance that, you know, Purdy goes out there and gets hurt again, well, we can't do that.
Right. Okay.
Well, it looks like that's what happened. It looks like that's exactly what happened. And even if he just misses one game, all right, he just missed one game, but he also missed the biggest game.
And I got to tell you, on top of that, just from my mental calculator, if you're right and he re-aggravated it or he got hurt, obviously he is, if he misses tomorrow and then there's 10 days before your next game, I could tell you 10 is 7 or 6 because he still needs more time to heal. So this might put him out another 2 to 3 or 4 weeks.
Well, then it was a really big mistake.
Or this was what was going to happen from the giddy-up.
Well, I mean,
a lot of people have been talking about how I don't want to. Yeah, how this is, and then this is an enabler. This is not a funny injury. It's not a sprained ankle, Steiny.
Right, but if you rest it, it's likely to heal. If you play on it, it's less likely to heal. I gotta believe that's part of what the injury.
And I would love maybe. Yeah, we get a former pro football player on, but Steiny, I would love to know who's it ultimately on. When they say, okay, this is what the doctors told us, Steiny. This is what Evans told us.
On the
Guru, what do you want to do?
It's on the organization. It's on Kyle Shanahan. It's on Kyle Shanahan.
Man. Now, this is a monster opportunity tomorrow. I'm just assuming Mac Jones. What did you say? Who did you say wasn't playing as far as receivers? And we're assuming here. Pearsall and Jennings. But Steiny, you go to LA and come back with a win somehow. I'm with Spadoni when he was in there with him and Bonte and Butch talk about. I mean, you put this up there with one of his greatest regular season victories. Cause good Lord, I mean, man, and this is what? Your second week without Bosa where the defense didn't do anything, and now you're facing Stafford and Davante Adams in that offense. Nacua, I mean, good Lord. This is a big task.
Yeah, we can talk about it being the biggest win in Shanahan's regular season history when they do it. They haven't done it yet.
Right. My point is the opportunity.
Yeah. We'll have plenty of time to talk about that. Why on earth should, this is from the 415.
Yeah, this is.
Why, from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, why on earth should Kyle get the benefit of the doubt when the 49ers are the most injured team in football year in and year out? Mm. Fair question.
Mm. Oh, you could. Ross said it. You said it. And I'm not mad at it. I'm just like, well, man, if we follow what was going on, you could kind of wink, wink, see why he was able to go, you know? And Brock, to knowing what's going on, I'm sure with Mac Jones, if he's not, and I'm assuming he wasn't available, he can call you, hey, can you make it in? Stoney's out, and you kind of didn't, it's my, you know what, I'm going to give it to old college try.
Right, and then I got more sick, and now I missed the week. Now I got to miss a week, because I came in last Monday, I shouldn't have. I got more sick, and now I'm going to miss a week. Let's go to Devin. One of our favorites. He's in an Uber. Hey, yeah. Devin, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing, man?
Hey.
Doing well.
Man, my gripe is definitely with the medical staff, the front office, the coaching, and the fans, man. What my daughter would call the Lulu, right? You know, with their new slang. Look, this isn't on Purdy. As players, we're taught to be warriors. We're taught to go out there. It don't matter if our leg is off. They got to drag us off the field. So, of course, we're going to lie, especially as a former player. We're going to lie and say, you know, we're okay, right? But the whole world was saying you got your top two guys hurt. You know, roll in there with your third string. The worst-case scenario is you're going to lose the game. You know, and did that end up happening anyway? You know, you helped me out with my memory. So it's like you could have went out there and gave guys health. We know turf toe, man. Ballers, we know turf toe. That's going to linger throughout the whole season. Really, it could be a season ending injury for real because it alters your play. Like, and this is from somebody that was on the field. I tore my Achilles in Seattle, messed up my practice squad with the Hawks back in the day. So, and then I had two knees injuries. Like, I know what this is. And I'll tell you what, if I had an opportunity to get back to the league right now, brother, I would lose a leg. If they said I had to cut it off after the season, I would do it. That's how much love I have for the game, right?
Right.
And so we're going to do that. But this is definitely on them, man. We all said go in there with Martinez. And then another thing, what I don't like for people that's like, well, why would you put him in? He hasn't played, blah, blah, blah. He's a nobody. Wasn't Purdy a nobody? Like, are we forgetting how Purdy became this guy?
That's, you know, a good point.
It's like, yeah. It's just like, what is going on, brother? Like, that. And the injuries, I don't wish these injuries on nobody, especially as a player. You don't do that. But it's something in that Santa Clara water, man. Somebody got to go. I ain't going to lie. The medical staff, they got to go. I know some medical assistants at Job Corps that can do something. Because these guys aren't doing it.
Wow.
I feel for you guys. But I hope you guys have a good day.
You too, man.
Appreciate it, Dev.
I want to say this to you because this is a normism. My father would say right now, Stoney, I'm being real. I'm not mad at the notion of what Ross and you brought up about second-guessing them. What you going to do now? Where's that going to get you? You got a game tomorrow.
Well, now you got a bigger chance of getting beat tomorrow because you're not going to have your starting quarterback.
But you got to move forward.
Right, but you compromise your team. You compromise your team.
I mean, look,
maybe it was just bad luck, but the reality of the situation is when you lined up all the scenarios, what would have been the best one? Purdy plays against the Jags and you win and he comes out of the game feeling great.
That's it.
What's the worst case?
He plays, gets hurt, and you lose.
That's what happened. That's what happened.
And he don't play the next week.
That's what happened.
Damn. He made a great point about Martinez and Brock Purdy. I'm just saying, Stoney, I thought the Niners season was over when Brock went out in the game that he debuted in. I'll just leave that there. That's why we watch. We think we know, we don't. But that was, if you just sit back and marinate on that point, I mean, that's how Brock got his chance, but for whatever reason, they thought Brock was healthy enough to go.
I think it's very fair, and I'll just – it is a bad look. It's a bad look. He's
what
right.
about the injuries of let's go take it one step further? What
about that's why it's a really bad. That's why it's a really bad look.
You know what? I'll give you that one.
It's a really bad look.
Just because of what's
look.
Been happening. But I don't even know where you start on how to determine or find out why it's happening to this team more than others.
Well, because they don't hire guys from Job Corps, which is
I know
Devin's guys.
Yeah.
And they're EP. Very they're great. They're great.
Man. Now I'm wondering how long will he be out?
And you know what? As long as you open up this can of worms, what if Jones goes down there and slings it? And they win 35-13. Five touchdown passes for Mac.
That would make him
3-0. What do you do then?
Oh, there we go. Mac Jones prepared to start.
This ABC. Is cool. Purdy still listed as questionable. Guru's reading off the TV.
Yeah, thank you.
What station? ABC7. Is this guy's name Friday? Better
Ice
be.
Cube.
What's up, Friday? How you doing, man?
How you doing, my man?
Good.
Shiny Guru, what's up?
Friday. I've never met a Friday.
Well, you met one now, man. You met one now.
All right.
You know? This is my issue. Like, why do we constantly have quarterbacks running around? Kyle Shanahan has a philosophy that he does not want to go out in the draft in the first round and get offensive linemen. He'd rather get them later. And, like, I don't understand why you don't want to invest top-tier talent in the offense.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Offensive line. He relied heavily when Trent Williams was at his peak, right? He was an impenetrable wall. And then he kept George Kittle, right, blocking forever, right? So that kind of like helped on the offensive line. But now we don't have that. Trent Williams getting older. George Kittle's not in there. Christian McCaffrey can't run the ball because every time he gets to the line of scrimmage, he's meeting defenders. To me, this boils down to Kyle has to change his philosophy. He's got to invest in the offensive line.
Yeah, I think the whole team does. Thanks, Friday. Appreciate the call.
Man. I mean, last time they did it was Pooney. That worked out. But, I mean, you know, there's no draft during the season, my friend. And the million-dollar question right now is why can't they run block?
If you're just joining us, bunch of stuff going on. We were talking Warriors. Jonathan Kuminga's under contract. The Giants, Buster Posey, president of baseball operations, met with the media today. It doesn't look like Bruce Bochy's in the Giants' future plans. And we're learning more and more, but it sure looks like Mac Jones is going to start tomorrow against the LA Rams for the Thursday night game, and we still have to find out about Juwan Jennings. We have to find out about Pearsall. The other question I have, and we can kind of save it for the other side, is whether or not you would ever entertain the idea of, and the word, nobody likes the word, punt a game, but is there ever a time in a game when you just, you look at what you have and you just say, you know what? Let's fold it up a little tonight and let's just wait for the, let's just get ready for Tampa Bay. I mean, would you, if Jennings and Pearsall are in the same boat as Purdy was on Saturday.
You got DeMarcus Robinson.
You want to play him? I don't know.
You got Kendrick Bourne.
Exactly.
I mean, Robinson had, what, 8 touchdowns last year?
Right. I'm just saying, do you play him or do you not play him? The guys in front of him.
Oh.
888-957-9570 is the number. How do you attack tomorrow's game, 49er fans, with Mac Jones in there? It looks like he's going to be in there, but what are we going to do with Pearsall? What are we going to do with Juwan Jennings? And do you give this team any shot tomorrow? 888-957-9570 is the number. Once again, couple updates. To me, the big one, Bruce Bochy doesn't look like he's going to be the next manager of the San Francisco Giants. Buster Posey telling the media today. He pictures the Giants going in a little bit of a different direction. We got Jonathan Kuminga practicing for the Warriors later today. And then did Kyle? It's really simple. It's really simple. Do you think Kyle Shanahan and the Niners made a mistake by playing Brock Purdy on Sunday? And to my way of thinking, if Purdy doesn't play tomorrow,
yeah,
then they made a mistake. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.